Turn our books to number 629. Now, to be the song selected, if you want to make something right with God, to be the best thing you've ever done in your life is to obey the gospel if you never have, or you need the prayers of the church. It'll be the best thing you've ever done to become a child of God, and you have that hope of eternal life if you live according to God's will. Before we get started, I'd like to say I appreciate y'all inviting me down to have this weekend meeting. I'm a little nervous. I think this is the second one I've ever had, so just bear with me. And God has blessed us unmerciful on this side of eternity that we can stand before you and talk the word of life as the wonderful prayer we just had. It is the word of life. James calls it the perfect law of liberty. He says it's the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. As much as we can hear that any time, meditate on it as he prayed, we have that hope of eternal lives as much as we can do. You know, he's blessed us with so many gifts in our lives that we overlook things. You know, he's blessed us with our family, our kids, our jobs. You know, we're walking, we're talking and seeing. We got good health to come out tonight to study another portion of thy word. You know, Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together, he's in the midst. You know, I often wonder why people would miss church. If we're trying to get to heaven to be with Jesus, why do we want to miss church where he's at in the midst? You ever thought of it that way? He's blessed us so merciful, we'll never thank him enough for all he's done for us. And tonight, if you never obey the gospel, Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized for the remission of sin, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says in Acts 2:47, he said he'll add you to the church. Romans 6:1-6 says it's the newness of life. We walk at newness of life. If we destroy the body of sin, guess what? 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we could be called the sons of God. Are we not blessed or what? Is God not merciful to us or what? That we could be called the sons of God. You know, just old flesh and bones. We can be called the sons of God. Are we blessed, unmerciful tonight? You know, we're also blessed and merciful for to just to know the truth. A lot of people don't know the truth. They have a zeal of it, but they don't understand the knowledge. Most of us was reared up in the Church of Christ. Romans 16:16 says the churches of Christ salute you. Look at the blessing you have right there. We're ahead of the game, man. We're ahead of the game. We have hope of eternal life because we're added to the Lord's church if we have been baptized for the remission of sins and continue walking in newness of life, and we have the hope of eternal life. Is that not wonderful this evening? Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God. Tonight, we're not ashamed. We're trying to get to heaven where God is. He's in the midst of us tonight, ain't he? That's what we want to talk about tonight in my lesson. Wasting a gift. We have so many gifts. You know, a lot of times it's the old saying, it's like the hog eating the acorns and never look at where they come from. I hope nobody's doing that tonight. But tonight we're going to talk about wasting a gift. And the gift we want to talk about is wasting the gift of life. The gift of time. You know, if you talk to Brother Harry back there, he was in the hospital for 2 weeks and all the sick people was named off. You're talking about the gift of life and time. You talk to them and they'll say, it was just wonderful to walk in this building. Amen. Because of the gift of time, the gift of life God has provided for us on this world, that we can serve Him and we'll have that hope of eternal life with Him. Tonight we want to talk about wasting our life and our time. You know, in Hebrews 11th chapter, we talk about Abraham, Moses, and Noah. They didn't waste their lives, did they? They done the things they were supposed to do. And guess what? They made it, didn't they? The Hall of Fame of Faith. You know, then it tells you there in Romans 12:1-2, it says, now we lay aside every sin and the weight that's easy to beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto God, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So tonight, that's what we want to talk about. Time is so precious, man. Especially the older you get. You know, I turned 50 in December, and it's just unreal that I'm 50 years old. I don't feel 50, and it don't seem like I've been here 50 years. And I'm sure the older ones see the same thing. Where has time gone? James talks about time, don't he? James 4:14. He says, life's but a vapor, appears for a little time, and then vanishes away. So wasting the time that we have in this life on the things for me is wrong, man. We're put here for a purpose, ain't we? we're put here for a purpose, to glorify God and to do His commandments. Ecclesiastes explained this better than any scripture. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. He says, you fear God, keep His commandments, the whole duty wound here, the whole duty of man. So that my life, the time I'm on this earth, my whole duty is to fear God and keep His commandments, because that's what I'm put here for. And that's what we all put here for. Sammy said something one time. He says, we don't give God anything. We don't give Him glory. We bring people on to see the glory of God. We can't give God anything. You got to understand that. We bring people to show God's glory. We can't give Him anything because He has it all. That's what we're put here for. To give Him the blessings and the thankfulness and for His mercy, His greatness. I pray for faith, wisdom, and knowledge. That's all I need in this world, because if I please God, I'm going to be in heaven. Revelation 21 and 4 says there's no pain, no tears. The fullness of anger passed away. That's what we should be after. That's what we were spending our life on, and our time, every waking moment of our time, should be something dealing with God. I think you ought to pray before your feet hits the bed, come off the bed. I think you ought to pray when you're in a cafe. You don't do it to make fun. You don't do it to make a show. But let people know that our lives is spent for what? Glorifying God, to give us this time, give us this health and strength. Many people can't come tonight. Some people's passed on tonight. That's where some is. Our time is precious. You talk to anyone that's been sick or has had some kind of problem, and they'll tell you, time is precious, and you can't buy it, can you? What are you going to do about tomorrow? You can't do nothing about tomorrow, can you? Because you only can do for the day. You can't do what happened yesterday. You can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing what's going to happen tomorrow. We end this life. He says, now is the set of time. Now is the set of time. Anybody in this audience never obeyed the gospel? Now is the time. All the problems you have in this life consist of you solving them start from right there. When that song sang, you come and sit down, that's where it starts solving their sales, when you destroy the body of sin. Then James says, the prayer of a righteous man saves much. Ain't that wonderful to know? The gifts that God has given us, that we can be called the sons of God. Ain't it wonderful? So that means we ought to be spending that newness of life that we talked about, glorifying God as much as we can. Let's turn to 2 Kings 21 through 6. I'm not going to read it all, but it's talking about Hezekiah. Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah told him, said, the Lord said, you better get your house in order. You know He tells us that in the Bible. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Get your house in order. He wasn't telling Hezekiah to get his furniture in order, was he? He ain't telling me to do that. He's telling me to get my life in order. All the glory and all my life, all my time, I should be getting in order for a purpose. For the judgment day that's coming. Yeah, he told him. He said, you're going to die. He tells us that in Hebrews 9 and 27. God tells us we're going to die. He says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this is the judgment day. If the Lord lets me live to Sunday night, I'm going to have a lesson on death. Now, I may bring up a little bit as I'm going to say, but we're going to die. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about that. We'll talk more about that Sunday night. But there's something you can do about the sack of death. That's why the gift of time is so valuable. The gift of time is to keep us in the straight and narrow, Matthew 13, 14. That we will stand there before the Almighty God, and we're going to give account of what we've done, and we can be with Him forever if we stay faithful in the newness of life. And that's getting your house in order, ain't it? We should get ours in. In the second verse, Hezekiah prayed to the Lord to spare him. And he answered it in the 5th and 6th verse. He prayed, and it says, he turned towards the wall, and he wept bitterly. Don't that bother us, too? He turned toward the wall and asked God to heal him. Well, God did heal him. He gave him 15 more years of precious time. That's what we're talking about. The precious time you have in your hand. Let's keep this in mind in our everyday lives. Eternal life, you've got it in your hands. What we're going to do with it is up to us. That's the precious life and time that we're talking about tonight. It's in your hands and it's in mine. God don't make us do anything, does He? He wants us to love what we're doing for Him. And if you love what you're doing for God, it'll show. You don't have to tell anybody. You know, the Bible says, don't love in word, but love in deed and in truth. That means, and also James says, faith saves when faith's obeyed. And faith without works is dead. So I don't care how much we believe in God, how much we know of the Bible, if we're not doing it, that's what our lives for, is to spend doing what God wants us to do through the instruction manuals that we have. 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17. You know, we all do that when we get sick, don't we? We pray to God, God, please help us. Please help us. And that's the same thing as Hezekiah done. He prayed. What a joy it is when God heals somebody or heals us, ain't it? We just thank God for the mercy that He's bestowed on us, don't we? We know our time's running out. Everybody in here is above the age of accountability. Know we're going to die. We don't know how much time we have in this world. I dig graves from infants all up to probably 100-year-old people. So I can't tell you the time, because nobody dies on the same time, do they? But the time that we're spent here is to glorify God and keep His commandments, as far as the whole duty of man. But the problem we have, and I hope you don't have, I didn't say this first, and I always say this because I was a little nervous. I'm going to say this before I go on. All my lessons are for myself. This is what I think about. So remember that. I should have said that to start with, but I'm a little nervous. Now, we get back. When God heals us and He heals somebody, we just grow so close to God. Then a little bit of time later, it seems like He gets back out of the picture, don't He? Because He gave us some more time, didn't He? Let's see what Hezekiah done. In 2 Chronicles 32 and 25. But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefits done unto him. So the time that He gave him, He didn't render the benefits. Did we do that? The time that we've been here on this earth, did we render the benefits that we talked about? Our families, our blessings, our jobs, we walk, we talk, we see. He sent His Son for you and me. Did we render the benefits for all that we have? And then the time that we have to come out and hear another portion of Thy Word. We're so blessed and merciful that a lot of times we forget where it comes from, don't we? I hope you don't. I hope I can continue not to. But sometimes people do, don't they? He didn't do according to the benefits assigned to him. He didn't get his house in order, did he? Let's turn to Luke 17, 12 through 16. And he entered into a certain village, and there he met two men that were left, 10 men that was lepers, which stood afar off. And he lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went on, they was cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell down on his face, on his feet, and given thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, were they not 10? Where's the 9? I hope and pray nobody here in the audience do that. That when God does something for us, we forget to do what? Thank Him. Jesus asked, where was the other 9? Where is the other 9? I hope we're not in the other 9 hands. Do we do that every time we need Him? Then when He helps us, He's right back out of the picture again? You know, I heard this saying one time. If God seems far away, who moved? It's us. Because God wants us to make it to heaven. He didn't make this where we would miss it. If He would make this so hard for us, why would He send His Son? He sent His Son to die for you and me. We can all make it to heaven. But it's how we spend our time and our life on this earth, bringing glory to His name, destroying the body of sin, coming to the knowledge of the truth, and walking in that newness of life, and getting our house in order, rendering to God for our benefits we have on this earth. We've got so many in heaven. So many benefits. That's what happens a lot of times. We have so much, and everything's going so smooth. You know, I believe if we all didn't have these problems, sickness, maybe bill problems or some kind of problems in their lives, if everything was smooth, you had all the money you want, all the good health you have, you know what the last place we'd probably be? At Napoleon. Wouldn't it? You know, Paul had a thorn in the flesh, didn't he? Keep us humble on it. James 1 and 17, he says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. So everything we have comes from God, don't we? Are we rendering to God for these blessings? You know, God created us. That's why we should bless Him in the good times and the bad times. You know, He wants us to love Him when everything's going smooth. That's when we tend to go away. But when you let something happen to us, we run back to the nail at the cross thing. He wants our life and our time spent for Him, period. If everything's going roses for it, you would be blessing God too. Not wait till we get sick and we think we need Him. We need Him constantly. That's the point, ain't it? We got to live our lives and all our time spent meditating, studying, everything we can do for God. And then you have that hope of eternal life when they throw the dirt in your face because there's nothing else you can do. Ecclesiastes, I forgot where it's at, I think it's in the 9th chapter. He says, everything you can do, while you're on this side of the grave, you better do it. It don't go like that, but it means the same. Everything you can find to do, you better do with all you might. The whole duty of man is to get his house in order. That means to fear God, keep His commandments, do the things that we should, no matter what. It's okay to come in second. It's okay to be ridiculed because we didn't go there. It's okay to walk off because we didn't do that. We don't want to hear that. It's a blessing from God. Spend your time giving God the honor and praise while we have time and opportunity. Now, we all know, even the ones that's older than me, that time is flying. Hey, last week it was 1 month before I came here. Now, that's all. Next thing I know, I'm sitting in the audience thinking, it's over, it's ready, here it goes. Is time flying? Our life's but a vapor. Remember what James says? It appeared for a little time and then it's gone. Everything we have comes from God. Our breath, our spirit, our abilities, our talents, our traits, our characteristics. This is gift from God. Who should we be trying to please? I'm gonna turn off this lesson just a little bit. You know, I think a lot of times that we try to please more people than we do God. We worry about more of what people thinks in our lives than what God thinks. I hope nobody in here is doing. I'm saying with all of us. I wonder what they're going to think. I wonder what they're going to think if I come to the front. I wonder what they'd think about me if I obey the gospel. Do we really care? You know, the judgment days are coming. All our life, all our time, all our money, the way we dress, where we go, what we do, what we say, what we think should be glorifying God, ain't it? That's why it says in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God is proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's where we get it from. That's where we ought to be spending our lives, in the Holy Scripture, shouldn't it? Meditate. Bill Prince Jr. said one time, said he meditates all the time. He gets little cards like this and just reads them. He used to do the mail route and reading James over and over and over. You can't get enough. Here's your Christian life. If you just start doing this, that means something's wrong, ain't it? You got to constantly in your Christian life is to grow. Grow, grow, grow. I've read through the Bible I don't know how many times, and every time I read through it, I learn something. Ain't that odd? Or to know it by now, or not. You'll never know it all. You'll know as much as God wants it. He says in James, He gives to everybody liberty. You want it, He'll give it to you. Now, are we wasting our lives not doing God's will? You know, it's hard to put old self on the side, ain't it? Myself is so wonderful. Myself likes to do things. It's fun to play golf, ain't it? Have you ever thought of this, how hard it is to study? Go and get the Bible. I just can't do it. Can you? Wonder why? You know, the devil's a roaring lion thinking human made a liar. That's why these magazines and stuff's laying around. It's easier to read a magazine about Alabama and Auburn than it is to read the Holy Scriptures. I'm not saying you can't do that. All I'm saying, here's the key. put your work for God first. If you put it off, you're going to not do it. You know how I know that?
Because I've done it.
What should we give God? Something less or something more of our time? Listen to this. God gave His Son, John 3:16, for He so loved the world. The world is us. He so loved David Burnham that He had sent His Son down here to go through all He went through for me to have eternal life. Now, shouldn't we give Him our total dedication, our appreciation, and His satisfaction? Satisfy Him, not us? I think we should, Anna. I think if we don't, we won't make it. God won't accept anything under 110%. He won't accept 100%. Because He even told that, where is it? I think it's Matthew 5:41. Go twine. Go 2 miles. You know, when you think you've done enough, go another mile. It's simple. It's simple, ain't it? Just like the talent. He hid it in the ground, didn't he? He didn't thank God for it. And he didn't care about it. He hid it in the ground. He had a good excuse not to do it, didn't he? I've had a bunch of good excuses, too. You know, years I sit back there in the back at West Gaston Church of Christ, knowing I needed to obey the gospel, but I wouldn't. Because I had me in mind, because I was doing things I shouldn't be doing, and I didn't want to give them up. We can't spend our time on us. It's not designed that way. Our life is not designed for us to be jolly and happy of the things that we want to do. That's sad. But it is true. People do that. Whatever floats their boat is what we're going to do. But that ain't going to make it to heaven, man. Don't it say there in Matthew, not everyone saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth? You know, I know everybody here has studied the Bible. How many times have you read where it says you're going to be judged according to your works? Does that mean anything to us? Our works. That means you better get busy in our lives, spending our time of doing God's works. We don't waste our abilities. Not everybody can stand back here and have a lesson. And thank God sometimes I can have one. It's not as good as I'm sure the other brethren has. But all I do is try. That's what He loves. It's just like, I can't sing, so I ain't singing. Well, God loves it. He's going to give you the voice. We do everything. Our lives should be revolved around doing what God says. Don't put God around you. Put us around God, what He says. And that's in this right here, ain't it? That's the key. We waste time on things that don't matter. Ecclesiastes again says that all things in this life is vanity. I think it's in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. It says the world's going to be burned up. So the home I have and the stuff I have and the money I got in my pocket is going to be burned up. The only thing I can carry out of here is this. Because I'm going to face this again in judgment. Revelation 20:11-15. So we need to put in all our time and our energies and our desires to be with God. Here's a question I'm going to ask Sunday night. Do we want to be with God? Everybody in here, if I say raise your hand, we're going to have a capacity crowd, ain't we? You got to die to get there. That's the problem, man. We got to spend this time while we're here. We understand with all the prayer lists we have and the people named off that these old bodies are wearing slap out. Thank you. The time is wearing it out. You can't stop what's coming. You can avoid the place that's called hell. Now here's another question. How many people do we see and we say, them people is just wasting their lives? I've said that. Have you said that before? Look at people that's drinking and dope and everything. You say, them people is just wasting their lives. Well, here's the $100 question. The point is, are we wasting our Christian lives and time? Because we have obeyed the gospel, we're going. You know, the Bible don't teach that. The Bible says you got to do His will. There's a judgment day coming. So we got to obey the gospel, which is to get us in the church and get us in the narrow way. Then we got to walk the narrow way to get there. Then we're going to judge according to what we've done. So our time is so valuable. Let that heart go to doing something funny. And you, am I supposed to live here? That means your time is up, ain't it? You ever been going down the road and the transfer truck nearly hit you? My life just passed in front of me, didn't it? Could it end it there? Where would we be? How have you spent? How have we spent? Remember the lessons from me. I don't care who stands up here and has a lesson. You know, McDonald said this one time. If somebody's pointing at you, there's a bunch of them pointing back. There's three more pointing back at me. So how have I spent my life now that I've been here since I was above the age of accountability, then I obeyed the gospel? I'm going to give account from that day when I came up, forward. Have I glorified God? Have I kept His commandments? In 1 John, 1st chapter, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, it says, I forgot where it's at, but if you read all that, you'll run into it. It'll say, if you love me, you keep my commandments. So love is the key. If you love what you're doing, it shows. But if you love Him, you'll obey Him. Faith saves, and faith obeys. And that's the key. So we've got to do our lives the way we think, where we go. Whatever we do should be to the glory of God. And the way we dress, the way we carry ourselves. Do you know what? I'm a member of the Church of Christ. When I'm at a ball game, does that ring a bell? I'm a member of the Church of Christ when I'm at work. The way I spend my time is dedicated to God. Whether I'm working, whether I'm at an Alabama ball game, whether I'm playing golf, whether I'm playing tennis, wherever I go, think about that. I'm a member of the Church of Christ. We can't put on Christianity and take it off. We're baptized into Christ. We put on Christ. Our Christian life is a honor. It's an honor. Because He sent His Son for me and you. Time's running out, Aaron. God gives us so many opportunities. We better not waste them. You know, I said one time a couple years ago when Brother Ben asked me to have a gospel meeting at Hatter's Crossroads. I'd been praying, God, give me some more opportunities. And along came Ben. He said, you want to have a weekend meeting at Hatter's Crossroads? I said, no. Then it hit me. I was praying for this, and there it is. There's enough to spend your time. And ever the brethren in here has had gospel meetings, you know. And I am standing up here. You study and you study and you study and you study. It's just been a blessing. Spend all your time glorifying God. Won't it be that wonderful when you stand there before, well, you don't stand there, when you're on your knees, standing before the Almighty God and He says, come on in. Come on in to the joys of the Lord. Spend your life, every waking moment you can. He knows we got to work. He knows we got to feed our families. He knows that. I'm going to show you that here in just a few minutes. But He gives us so many opportunities, and we just let them. That's one pass by. That's another pass by. If the brethren here can't lead a song, at least try. A lot of times when I get up there to lead a song, I say, Daddy, start that. There's nothing wrong with that. Try. Give God the honor and praise. You sing into Him. Whatever we do for Him is written down for us. If we're Christians, anyway. So many opportunities in the life. Just don't let them go by. Here's the point I was making a while ago. Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brother. Beseech means beg. So Paul's talking to the church here at Rome. Says, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Our bodies should be a living sacrifice. I don't keep you being here 80 years, 50 years, 10 years. Well, above the age of accountability, I've got a little carried away with my numbers. But I don't know how many years it should be a living sacrifice for God. Then he says, that living sacrifice should be holy and acceptable unto God. Not the way I want to do it. The way God wants me to do it. Through the instructions. Remember me reading that in 2 Timothy 3:16, 17? That's our instructions. Then it says, which is your reasonable service. You know, I think sometimes we take that out of context. Our reasonable service is not our leftover time. And that's why we look at that sometimes. I'm saying me. We look at that as a reasonable service. My reasonable service is drive down here and go home. But that ain't what he's talking about, is it? Your reasonable service is everything you can do besides what you got to do for your family. You got to work. He says, the Bible says, if you don't provide for your own, you're worse than an infidel. So we know we got to work. He told Adam, you're going to work by the sweat of your brow. So our reasonable service is what's left over. It's not leftover time. It's everything we can. Our leftover time should be for us to relax. We should put God first. Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And he added the things we need. Have you ever noticed anywhere in there where God took anything second? I haven't. Have you ever noticed in there where there's only two ways in this life? You're in one and I'm in one. Did you know that? There's only two ways to spend your life and your time. And you're in one now. And I'm in one too. It's all or nothing. Matthew 7, 13, 14 says, the narrow way or the broad way? Did you see anywhere in there he says, the narrow way, the lukewarm, and then the broad way? I didn't see that in there, did you? You got to spend your time for God. All or nothing. I said this somewhere, I don't know where at. I don't know if it was here. But every time you come into church, you're walking down the narrow way, look down through the that leads us to life. That's just a good illustration. Here's another point. I want to know one thing. Is it so hard for us to spend our time reading the Bible, going to church, visiting, praying, or telling somebody you love God, and share the precious gifts that God has so mercifully given us? Is it so hard to share that, to spend that time for God? It's a big question, man. He sent his son down here that we would might, if we done what he said, we'd have the hope of eternal life. Our Christian life is a gift from God, not a burden. It's not a burden. We don't get to go and do these fun things that they think they're doing. But you know what? Someday our day will come. But nobody in here should want our day to come on this earth. We should want our day to come at judgment. You heard the song, there's a great day coming, there's a great day coming. And there's a song in our book that says, I'll never turn back, no matter how rough, I'm bound for the city. Are we bound for the city? Think about that before you get out of bed. How God has blessed us. Wonder how many people would just give their right arm to be here tonight. Wonder how many people. The blessings that we have of life and time, what do we do with it? Some people may disagree. This is my theory. This is only an example. I believe eternal life is right here. I'll explain that before I get thrown out of here. What does it say in 1 Corinthians 15:51-58? We'll be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. Is it right here or what? And you're gone. That's what it says. It's only my example. Think about the Mack truck. Time's up. Time's up. James cleared it up, didn't he? Said, life's but a vapor. You're cooking something and you see that little old steam come up and all of a sudden it's gone. He said, that's what our lives is. Should we spend in our times for us, or should we spend in our times to glorify God and doing His will? Render to God what is God's. Seek first God. Let's get right with God. Let's live a life that we show only God thanks for what He's done. Who do we owe? There's so many blessings that we can't even think about it, eh? So many blessings. You ask Brother Harry about the places he goes, they don't even have running water. We don't even think about cutting on the faucet, getting a glass. We don't even think about things like that. We don't think about food. It's always there. We complain because we may not have some mayonnaise, but these people don't have anything. Our Christian life is a gift. We're blessed and merciful here at Napoleon and Pell City, Taylor's Crossroads, wherever the congregation is. We know the truth. Spend our time, while time we have left, while we're in sane mind, doing what we can. You know why? I'm pretty sure it's 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. Perfect love means that we're being obedient to God. Perfect love. You know, in Revelation 2nd chapter, He knew everything they was doing. Working, stuff. He said, but you lost your first love. You desire. You love. Wanting to do it. There's a difference. There's a big difference. Now here's a point. Out of all I said, this is the point I want you to get. Christian means Christ-like. We all understand that. We've all said that. But here's the key. People say, we can't be like Christ. He was perfect. I've said that. Have you? We can't be like Christ because He's perfect. Christian is Christ-like. Well, that's true. We can't be like Christ perfect. But you know what? Here's the point. You better be trying when the baby blues shut to be perfect like Christ. I hope I said that well, you understood that. We can't be perfect, but we better be trying to be as much like Christ when we die. That's our time, our efforts, our desires, what we want. We want to leave here. Christian is Christ-like. You better be trying to be perfect as Christ. We will never be. But we better be doing as much as we can while we have time and opportunity to follow in the footsteps of our Lord. Amen. That's why it says, I think it's in my tomorrow night lesson. I think it's in Matthew 16:26. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. I hope we see that precious gifts come from God. James says all gifts come from above, don't it? Remember, we fear God and keep His commandments. I hope we see in this lesson that we don't waste our precious time that we have left. Put it towards being with God forever. He's in the midst tonight. Every time we miss a service, now there's reasons. He forgives us, but not excuses. He's in the midst. Do we believe that? Do we actually believe the same God that healed Hezekiah is the same God we worship? Do we believe that Jesus is the same Jesus that walked on the sea? Yes. Same one. When Peter preached that in Acts the 2nd chapter of the 1st gospel sermon, he preached to him Jesus, didn't he? Same Jesus we're talking about tonight. Many, many years on down the line. Amen. Use our precious time, our precious life that God gives us to bring people to Christ. to do as much as we can while we have time and opportunity. I got a couple more things and we'll close. We can't even walk without them holding our hand. You've heard that through the song, haven't you? We don't even realize it. We get up out of that bed in the mornings and we just light out putting on clothes and not thinking nothing about it. And it's by the hand of God, by His blessings. Shouldn't we be walking in that narrow way as much as we can for God? Nobody in here is perfect. That's why when I destroyed the body of sin, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me when I ask for forgiveness. I hope I say this right. This is one of my sayings that I've learned from somebody, but I always try to pass it on. There's people with me, here's a lot. God without man is still God. Man without God is nothing. Did that sum it up? So you want to walk through the valley of the shadow of death by yourself? Keep sitting in the back and never obey the gospel. I don't care where I'm at, where I go. If I die, I won't die alone. If I stay faithful in that newness of life unto death. Let's spend our lives wisely. God deserves all our time. The last thing I'm going to say, and we'll have the invitation. I was born in 1959, and if I die in 2010, that little line between there on the old tombstone, I'm going to give account of that. When I become the age of accountability in that time period, to the time I died, that precious life I had, that precious time, I'm going to stand, get on my knees before the Almighty God and give account for all the minutes. Didn't He say He was going to die and give account in Revelation 20:11-15? John said, I saw the dead, small and great. You know, our life is ours to do whatever we want to. If you're happy the way you are, if it be sad at judgment. I don't care how long we've been into this congregation, how long we've been in church. I don't care how long I've been in the church. We got to stay faithful. If there's a doubt, we better come. If you never obey, please come. Because it'd be the best thing you ever done. If you got a bunch of problems in your mind, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to turn, start on the front row. And then, because you're at the bottom left, if you don't know where to go or what to do, you're at the bottom. Start there and go up. Don't waste your time on stuff that's vanity. I hope and pray that you enjoyed the lesson. Now, if you never obey the gospel, you hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized for the remission of sins. If you fell away, 1 John 2:1, here's another blessing. And ask for forgiveness. He said, my Lord, certain these things are bound to you that you sin not, but if you sin, you have asked it with the Father. God is so merciful, begged us, sin is done, promised us a home in glory, streets pure gold, there's no knife there. What else? There's pearls, there's diamonds, there's everything. Thank you. Everything. Ain't no telling what God's got down there for us, because the Bible says there's things that could have been written. There's no telling what He's got. Trying to get us to spend our life fearing Him and keeping His commandments. The lesson's yours. Come as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.